This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Happy hour. Kicks underway. I don't think that's the way. Kicks underway.
Kicking them off. That one. Kicking them off.
Yep. 501, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby. Scraby's got the Chronicles coming up at 6. We have a segment that I like and that Tony Gwynn Jr. likes and that Scraby is not fond of. So we're going with it, of course. It's called Chris's 5 Fun NFL Playoff Facts. And they will be headed your way in about 15 minutes.
Just real quick, just to clean up the whole Paul Davis thing. He has issued an apology.
Oh, okay.
Spoke to the official today. You know he got the phone call from Izzo. He saw that number. Same anxiety.
Oh, Paul Davis. We're talking the Michigan State guy.
Michigan State. He apologized. He said that he apologized to official Jeffrey Anderson during a conversation today. He said he's sorry for being a distraction for Michigan State's players during the strong start this season. Davis also apologized to Michigan State fans at the game, those watching on television, along with the parents and kids for not being a role model.
I accept.
It is
Davis called. He didn't even wait for Tom to call him.
No.
He called Tom.
I'm surprised he wasn't waiting outside the gate last night when Izzo walked out. Yeah. I mean, I've never had this happen. I hope it never does. But can you imagine being booted from a game like that? I mean, the whole stands are stopped and looking at you. I mean,
I've been on the cusp of being kicked out of one of my kids' games, like just talking too much. And it's embarrassing to get the warning.
Even to get a warning?
To get a warning. And that's in like a high school setting.
Yeah. Warnings are very effective.
This isn't a college school like Michigan State. Like, you know, that place was packed, and you like...
Oh, I mean, and Tom Izzo made a big deal
Izzo
about it.
Tom Izzo cursing at you across the court?
I'm assuming he's a tall guy because he's a former basketball player.
Yeah, he's 6'11", by the way. Yes,
so
he's very tall.
He's walking out of the stadium. He's very hard to miss walking out of the arena.
As he's slamming his ice.
As he's slamming his alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
You know, good on him. Good on him.
Good on Tom Izzo. He scared the bejesus out of him, and that's
I'll tell
why
you, the
was
referee
there.
Was you knew the right guy to go to. He didn't go to the
he didn't even go
PA
to the
announcer or wherever right he went. He went right to Tom Izzo, and he said, "Get that guy out of here."
He did. How often have you seen that?
Not too often, but he knew who was the guy in the building who could make something happen.
Yes. For sure. Another news item. Kirby Yates signed with the Angels, 1-year deal.
Official.
Yeah, official. Yeah.
He was an Angel once before, I believe.
I think he was.
Way back when.
Yes, second trip. It might have been his start of his career was an Angel.
I think so.
We still have a big five to finish,
yes,
buddy.
I
wanted you to know.
Oh, I know. Okay. Does he know?
Well, I think he's giving it to you to finish.
Yeah, I didn't know you were handing out. I'm just making sure. Kirby...
Not an Angel?
He played for the Angels for 1 year.
He
started with the Rays.
I think that's who the Padres picked him up from.
He actually played one game with the Angels, so he's back.
Waiver wire pickup from the Padres.
Yes.
From the Angels.
All right, Matt Eber, Fluss. He, the Dallas Cowboys fired him, as Chris has told you very emphatically and very happily.
Chris has been befuddled. Chris has been befuddled how he had the job in the first place.
I had no, you know, I'm not rooting for the Cowboys. I just think it's a typically dumb move by the Cowboys.
The defense finished last in the league in points allowed per game and 30th in yards allowed per game. Owner Jerry Jones stated, after
otherwise they were right there.
That's what Jerry was telling us all year, though.
Jerry Jones said, after reviewing and discussion, the results of our defensive performance this season. This is not a Jerry Jones accent. It was clear that change is needed. End quote. Eberflus is the... Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Eberflus is the fourth defensive coordinator for the Cowboys.
I was just about to address this.
Years.
I was just getting ready to address
this. Now, Dan Quinn got a new job.
Name all four of them real quick.
Dan Quinn went to the Commanders. He got a new
head coach.
Mike Zimmer, not there anymore.
No.
And then now Eberflus is fired. So this is the...
This will be the fourth.
Be the fourth.
Now listen, Chris and I have been on the other side of this.
So my question,
go ahead.
Is this an organizational issue or an Eberflus issue?
Is it me?
Yes. Chris.
Okay, go ahead, Chris. You go first. I think we know the answer.
Well, I'm going to defend him a little bit. I really am. The guy was pretty darn good as the defensive coordinator of the Ravens, was he not?
Yep.
So he had a lot of talent there, and they were top 3-4 almost every year. So what it comes down to me is the talent really does kind of... Look at Cliff Kingsbury. He got fired today because Jaden Ramsey didn't make it through the season.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels, thank you. And last year, he was in the finals. I'm looking at a guy like... Because this has upset me the whole season. The guy's name is...
Anarumo?
No, he's the defensive coordinator of the Texans right now. Matt White, something like that. He is number one in defense in the NFL right now. They're the best by a long shot, right? He was 3 years with the Dolphins. I remembered him, and I looked it up. 29th, 30th, and 20th in defense when he was coaching them. Now he's first. I don't know. Is he that much smarter?
What you're saying is you.
I'm saying the talent is what matters. And Dallas
definitely matters.
Didn't do Eberflus any favors.
No, they traded the best defensive player before the season started.
Right.
So Jerry's not off the hook on this, and I agree with Chris. Eberflus was. Listen, we can pile on him as a head coach. He seemed to be a little over his head on that side.
Yeah.
But as a defensive coordinator.
Matt Burke is the defense coordinator of the Texans. Matt Burke.
And listen, I'll say this about Matt Burke in Texas. He also has a head coach that is a defensive-minded head coach who was a defensive coordinator before.
They also, wasn't it second and third in the draft 1 year? And
that's
they got Anderson and another guy, like two
great
of the best players right in a row?
So, yes, he's working with a little more talent and a head coach that is already on the same page as him.
Right.
But, listen, I don't think it's... just an accident that they've had. Now they're going to be their fourth defensive coordinator. How many head coaches? Well, they could have had a new head coach. They stuck with, for whatever reason, they stuck with McCarthy for as long as they did.
They're going to do the same with Schottenheimer, too, because they don't want to admit they're wrong about him.
I will say that this seems to still be Jerry sticking his hands in things he shouldn't stick his hands in.
The Dallas Cowboys look like they're going to be bad as long as Jerry Jones is running it. I don't know any other way to say that now. It's been 15, 20 years since they've been good. I'm sure Cowboy fans will never agree to that comment, but they think about it, they might have to agree to it.
I think their last real shot at Super Bowl was that year with Dez Bryant in the Packers playoff game where it wasn't a catch. Yeah. I think that was their year.
I think that was.
Okay, so out of the last 25, 30 years,
they had one
year.
Shot. Yeah.
That's not very good.
Yeah. Can't fire the owner.
No, you can't, unfortunately. All right, well, that's it for...
I saw Bill Barnwell, who I like. He had his postseason award winners, and I thought it'd be fun to look at and see what you guys think. MVP. Let's start at the top, and then here it is. I found it. Defensive Rookie of the Year. You're not even going to know who this guy is, I don't think. Carson Schwessinger of the Browns. Bill Barnwell said no defensive rookie had a good year. Basically, everybody who was highly touted got hurt. Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Your boy Carter was not playing games.
He was second. He was second. That's how bad it was. Abdul Carter was second on his list. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Jackson Dart was third. Tyler Warren of the Colts. The winner was McMillan, the receiver for the Panthers.
No.
Well,
tell you
who would you go with?
Shuck. Quarterback,
of the Saints.
No shot.
Quarterback is so much harder to play in the NFL.
Yeah, but he came
than,
in like, what?
He only played
five, like four
five
games.
He only played five games?
Meh.
My man played the whole season, and he was...
They have actually Shuck and Dart matched up here. Shuck threw for a few more yards than Dart.
Dart's a crash dummy.
Dart had nine TDs.
That's why.
Anyway, Shuck did okay.
He is a crash dummy. And see what he plays?
It's funny, he does mention Shuck's impressive second half and saying deserve mention.
That's it.
Protector of the Year. I've never heard of this award.
Yeah,
I guess
weird.
It's like the offensive lineman that Trent Williams is third, which is weird. Some guy from the Colts is second. But the only reason I bring it up, Aaron Brewer, center, Miami Dolphins, first.
He was the only one blocking, apparently.
I guess so, because I thought they had the worst offensive line I've ever seen.
He was the only one blocking.
He must have been getting all five guys.
He won all his matchups.
Right. As they came around all the other guys, he was getting everybody, apparently. Comeback Player of the Year. I like this for a San Diego guy. The winner, Chris Olave of the Saints. All the concussions last
year. Good for
him,
man.
Great comeback year for him.
I saw him, you know, talking about, you know, thinking about having to retire because of all these concussions. Yep. But he had a nice bounce back year.
This is a tough category, so you guys want to get in on Coach of the Year. Where would you go? 3-2-1. It's hard to do it off the top of your head. I know. I didn't give you any answer.
I know who my Coach of the Year is.
Who's your Coach of the Year, Scraby? You going with your guy? Would you give it to
him? It's not Kyle Shanahan.
No?
Kyle Shanahan has one of the best players in the league.
Well, they won a lot of games with a lot of injuries.
It's not Mike Vrabel.
Not
Ben
Vrabel.
Johnson.
He's Ben Johnson for you.
I think it's Liam Cohen.
Cohen.
I wouldn't be mad at Liam Cohen either.
Okay, here's who he went with. Third, Ben Johnson. Second, Kyle Shanahan. First, Mike McDonald, Seahawks.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's so many good guys this year.
Beat y'all behind that last game. I think he deserves it.
That's who he went with. Defensive Player of the Year,
he
went with...
49ers won the first game, probably.
They didn't win when it mattered, though.
they might matter again, Tony.
True.
They could
That's
play
true.
Each other a third time. Myles Garrett, Defensive Player of the Year. Offensive Player of the Year, I'm mad because Puka got it over JSN, but that's Bill Barnwell. Puka
How
did
is
have
it not Bijan?
Not there. Trey McBride third, according to this.
Bijan had like a crazy amount of total yards from scrimmage this year.
MVP, Josh Allen third. It comes down to those two guys, Stafford and Drake May. I don't see it. I know Drake May is good.
Yeah,
I don't think he's the MVP, but Bill Barnwell does.
Stafford looks like an MVP to me.
Yeah, and he's also thrown 8 more touchdowns than Drake May, and he led the league in yards. I never stand up for a rant, but I will in this game.
No, you don't. You're right.
No, his argument is the Patriots won 14 games and their division. The Rams won 12 and did not win their division.
Okay,
First of all, I hate that argument.
I'm just giving you his argument.
I know it's not your argument.
Chris, you're an idiot.
I know it's not his. I know it's not your argument, but The NFC West is way tougher.
Three teams won 12 games.
Way tougher.
Yeah.
And
And
Stafford, the offense is built around Stafford. For May, they got two running backs
Stafford,
that they can hand the ball off to.
You got to go Stafford. 46 touchdowns to 8.
That's crazy.
Drake May, 31 touchdowns to 8.
And he had...
I don't see that even
being
close.
Wait, he only had 31? I thought he had 38 touchdowns.
Well, he had rushing, but I'm saying passing, 31 to 8. Stafford, 46 to 8.
Stafford threw three interceptions in that week 17 game, so he had five basically entering
right. Stafford
that game.
Had 400 yards more passing. I know the rush yards, May, 450. Stafford, one. He got one rushing yard.
I can't remember the last time I saw Matt Stafford run.
No, but I think Stafford's the guy. We'll see who wins it in the end.
I feel
we
got
to go to breaks, Greg.
Well, we're too
upset.
Far past now.
No, he's we're
upset.
Not. Dude, we got a break earlier this way.
All right, remind me to rant on Drake May.
Okay, you can rant and we come.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Back. Matthew Scraby is bubbling right now. He really wants to get off this
Scraby take. It's like in the Scooby-Doo show, you know, the Scooby snack. This is the Scraby take.
Remember when we did this, guys?
Your attention, please.
It's that time of the show when things take a turn for the worse.
Oh, my God. What are they doing?
It's time for the show's Nathan Peterman to take us home.
Why do we really need this?
Scraby's take starts now.
When was that?
Okay, so it was way back when Thomas and Will worked on the show.
That was six years ago. I love that.
But Scraby's take.
It was when I wasn't trusted to talk as much on the microphone, which I think people will probably enjoy if I went back to that.
Yes,
but,
ladies and gentlemen, Scraby's come a long way. Sports-wise.
So you guys put it this way.
Good thing Bill Barnwell wasn't anywhere near.
I probably have never told you guys this. Well, I never told you this. There were times where early on, we tried to keep you off the mic as much as possible.
I didn't do that.
Is that true?
I would never admit to that.
He would never admit to that.
Right.
Which is fine. I know.
You've come a long way, my friend.
You know, when I first got into radio, I was one of those guys who was sitting in his car. I could do that. Those guys have such an easy job. Then I get into it, and it's not as easy as you think it is.
We have a bunch of your moments on the board as we speak.
All the time. It's not as easy as you think it is. But yeah, that was the Scraby take from way back when.
Let's hear your Scraby take for today.
Oh, yeah, my Drake May thing is I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's going to continue to be a good quarterback. Side note, it really bothers me that he's a Patriot because Patriots fans had Tom Brady for all those years, and now they get another generational quarterback.
Is he generational? Are we calling him that already?
I mean, they've already anointed him.
I mean, they're going to give him the MVP, and it's his second year, right?
Yeah. It's his second year.
Yeah.
First full year.
Are there any cases of guys winning MVPs very early and then, like, not
fading?
Yeah.
I'm sure
it has to be. Has to be.
In the NFL, I feel like that might not be the case. Offensively, at least.
It's hard to believe he's going to just regress from here unless he gets 10 concussions like Tua did, because Tua was not MVP quality, don't get me wrong. But he was way better than he is now.
I just like about Drake May is his brothers. I don't know if you guys saw.
They put the heat on him, right?
I don't know if you guys saw. Remember the Fab Five, 30 for 30?
Yes.
And you remember when it got to the Duke part, and they was like, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Duke? And they all went through it. They kind of did a spoof of that with their brother. What's the first? And they used the same words as they were going to his brother. And it was pretty funny to watch. You could tell he comes from an uber athletic family. Like,
yes.
Before he got to the NFL, he was like the low man on the totem pole.
Yeah. He may not even be the best now.
He may not. Yeah. He may not.
So last night on the Scraby Show, I apologized to two people, one group and one person. I apologized to Liam Cohen for saying he was a garbage coach before the year.
I said he was trash. Got at Mr. Salah.
No, this was before the year. This was before that. And I also apologized to Patriots fans. I did not apologize to Mike Vrabel. He does not need the apology, but Patriots fans get an apology because I did say that they wouldn't win more than 5 games this year, and they won 14. So that is pretty bad.
They almost tripled your trouble.
Yes, the resident Patriot fan on our chat, Nate, says about me, what an angry soul. Such a hater.
It's true. It's very true. He is an angry
Nate,
soul.
Nate, how do you listen to this show when we just try to bat? I mean, I can't. The Patriots have caused me more anguish than anything on earth.
Does it bother you that they've found the next thing at quarterback?
I don't know.
They just had 20 years of Tom Brady.
I'm so used to the Dolphins finishing third and being insignificant that it's hard to really bother me about it anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I also think that Drake May and the Patriots, the NFL wants to push because it's a good thing when the Patriots
are
good.
We'll see, because you said they're not going to win a game in the playoffs.
I think all of the NFL was just fine while the Patriots sucked the last however many years.
But they really want
the
young up-and-comer.
Yeah, we got to bring the Patriots back.
Got to have one of them.
Got to have one of the two.
Can't have anybody like, you know, the 49ers win a Super Bowl or anything.
They'll get their chance.
Scrape, do you think there's a room somewhere where this weekend 6 games have already been determined?
No. I'm not that crazy.
You don't think there's a script?
No. Okay. I don't think there's a script. I'm just saying that
Have they brought a couple of the officials in for a quick talking to?
No, although I did see
Carl Sheffer's been called into the Park Avenue offices?
Hold on. There's a referee that's reffing in the 49ers-Eagles game that is
an Eagles fan? Is that what you're about to tell me?
Well, he grew up an Eagles fan.
Get out of here.
And he also, I can't find it right now, but he, in games that he officiates the 49ers, they do very poorly. In games he officiates the Eagles do very well. So, there you go.
Okay, they already planning their exit strategy, the 49er fans.
Oh, I'm fully preparing to lose just so I can be surprised.
You're such
win.
A great fan.
I would rip on.
As Chris said that yesterday,
but
you're
I would
such
rip
a great
on
fan.
You for that. But I, you know what? I would do the same thing. I mean, Miami hasn't won a playoff game
would.
In so damn long that I couldn't expect anything different.
Oh, here it is. Alan Eck is going to be the referee. The Eagles are 8-1 in games he referees, including the 2023 NFC Championship. 49ers are 3-6.
Was that the game where you guys had no quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, they were going to lose that.
Exactly.
Anyway, but
that was Alan Eck's fault.
He grew up in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
You're so silly, dude. That's all you got?
Yeah. It's just very funny. It's very funny. Wouldn't you say...
I believe Alan Eck's license plate says Fly Eagles Fly.
Actually, I'm looking at his...
He pulls into the lot. Ready to go.
Now that the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs, we have to try to find some other team that's going to benefit, and it's going to be the Eagles. So.
Okay. Well, as long as it's... fine with me. As long as it's the team playing the 49ers.
Well, speaking of the
49ers... I'm left with nothing less to root for, unfortunately.
Speaking of the 49ers, they are one of the many playoff teams that Mr. L.O. may or may not have a note on.
Wow.
We'll find out next segment.
Wow.
Morgan and Chris.
Biggest fan time, 534. Quinn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Duke was down by as many as, I think, 12, 13. Duke's come back. They lead Louisville 54-53 second half. That's probably the big game of the night, at least right now. Later on, the Aztecs play at Nevada. 8 o'clock for tonight's Aztec game. Mark Ziegler was on with us earlier, talking some Aztec hoops if you want to look that up. You all know how to do that by now.
Or you could go to Gwyn and Chris SD, watch the YouTube. You could also go to at 97.3 The Fan SD or 97.3TheFanSD.com.
You all know how to do that.
You guys
now.
Got it. You guys
the
got
Odyssey.
It.
What if someone just moved here and they're like, I don't actually know how to do that?
Well, they do now. You just told them. All so right. We're good to go. All right, let's biggest fan, Scraby, if I can find it on this. Horizontal.
How did a landscape versus vertical cause so many issues?
It's caused me a lot of issues.
I like vertical personally, but you know, I'm just one of the guys.
Fine. We'll go back to vertical.
Good.
What made you change it?
Because the sheet, with all the reads we have and everything, it pushes everything down into different pages, and so you guys can't. So I'm trying to get it in one page.
I'm willing to stick with it for a little bit.
Well, he's not.
I mean, yeah. I guess he's the only one that matters because you're printing his. Mine is on the tablet here.
Is it on the tablet horizontal too now?
It's definitely wider on the tablet.
It's better for you, right?
Yeah. But it's not. No, that's not necessarily, but I'm willing. I'm flexible.
I'm going to the Google Docs. I'll be the final judge of this.
All right. Should
play
I read
some
the
traffic?
Name?
No, we got traffic, don't we? Before
we
get
traffic.
The name. Oh, all right. Well, then I'll give you the name. Ooh.
That's why you said that.
don't know this fan out there, but I believe she is a long lost relative of Matt Vaskirjian. Her name is Meg Vartersian.
Nice job, Chris.
Nice job.
Thank you. V A R T E R E. S-S-I-N. Meg Vartersian of
I-A-N.
Cardiff. I hope if we got you, give us a call within the next 10 minutes. 833-288-0973. If you call us, Meg, you'll be qualified for the grand prize, 20 tickets, and the night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padre game with all of our staff here, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember, the rest of you, register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Meg Vartersian. I think I left an E out, but I gave you my best shot, Meg.
Texas Tech is loading up, huh? This is the top portal for the defensive line. They just took our defensive lineman, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Texas Tech, they're not messing around.
No, they're not. They also signed a quarterback. I don't know where he played before, but here's the big deal about it.
They have said that they're in because they got the loot to pay whoever
and
they need to
so.
Pay.
Whoever Texas Tech gets on defense, they might want to think about one player that can play offense because that looked like one of the worst offenses I've ever seen.
Well, they
the
got one
day.
Of the best quarterbacks in the country, but here's the controversy around it. He's making $5 million reportedly for next year. Shedeur Sanders' contract with the Browns over the next 4 years is less than $5 million. So tell me how that makes sense.
It doesn't.
It doesn't at all. Why would you ever leave college?
I would just say this about Trey White.
They're staying at college.
As good as Trey White has been for the Aztecs, star, right? MVP of the Mountain West, the whole thing. He could go to Texas Tech and not even start because you don't know how many guys they're going to sign before the season goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he won't. Yeah. I'm just saying be careful what you wish for out there.
I think if for a guy like Trey White, who was all conference every year he's been in
the conference, Tony.
Right? But I think there's something, aside from the probably over $1 million he got, there is something that wants to see you test yourself at
agreed,
that level.
If you could get on the field.
That's going to be part of the
what
test.
If they got to get on the field. What if they sign four edge rushers at $2 million apiece? Who knows? Texas Tech might do that.
Let me say, we do know, regardless of how much you're getting paid, unlike the professional realms, they're going to go with the guy who ultimately
is
winning. Because we've seen in the professional realm, oh, this such and such is getting paid this money. He can't come out the lineup. He can't come out of the starting rotation.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, everybody's job is predicated on them winning. It doesn't matter how much money you're spending.
I know that Terry Hudson, our coach of the women's team, if she's hearing this segment, she knows who I'm thinking of. Because our player last year who won the Mountain West Tournament MVP, and she was on this show, Veronica Sheffy, took the money, don't blame her, but went to TCU, and she's on the bench. Mm. They have way more players that they signed.
Is she on the bench?
And I feel bad. She could have been the conference MVP here. She wouldn't have made the same money.
This is where you get into
the conundrum.
This is where you get into the idea of if this is where my stop is going in this college level, that might be the most money she makes.
I don't disagree with that.
Know, but
I'm just saying she's missing out on a year of experiences.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's something to be said for those.
I agree.
Traffic, my friend?
Traffic is ready, yes.
Okay.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay. Broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios. We know how. I got your 5 NFL playoff notes for the upcoming weekend. And to... Okay. She's correcting my pronunciation?
No.
All right. She won, though. Good for her.
Scraby's so loud.
He's on the phone over there talking to our biggest fan winner. Bartaresian. I thought I did pretty good. Way to go, Meg. All right. Are you done interrupting us?
I'm not.
No, you have to do what you got to do.
I did not design the room.
You got to do what you
got to do. But you're loud. It's hard to concentrate.
Bartaresian.
And she's very excited.
Good for you, Meg. Biggest fan. Good work, Meg. All right, here's my first NFL note. Let's look ahead to the Super Bowl this year. The last 5 underdogs have all covered in the Super Bowl. 4 have won the game straight up. Last year, Philadelphia was a 1-point underdog to the Chiefs. They won. 2 years ago, your Niners were actually favored over the Chiefs. Chiefs won. Prior to that, Philadelphia was favored over the Chiefs. Chiefs won. The only favored to win in the last 5 years was the Rams, and they did not cover the 3.5-point spread against the Bengals. The last time, and this is interesting to me, the last time a Super Bowl favorite was favored by a touchdown or more, you got to go all the way back to 2008. That's 18 years since there's been a touchdown favorite in the Super Bowl.
I mean, that's the type of Super Bowls we've
gotten.
They've
been getting good matchups, right?
Who played in that matchup?
Pittsburgh was 7 points over Arizona.
Wow, and Arizona.
And that was the classic ending of the game where Holmes caught the ball. All right, next note. 7 seeds against 2 seeds in the first round. This started in 2020. So there's been 10 such matchups. The 7 seed has only won once. Green Bay at Dallas in 2023. If I remember that game, Green Bay led like 41-0 at halftime. Not that bad, but they blew them out in the first half. And they went to the halftime on Fox, and Jimmy Johnson was livid that the Cowboys could be so far behind. And he gave a speech.
Yeah, he did. I remember
that.
I do remember that.
You guys got to get your act together. You got to believe you can win this game. I'm like, Jimmy, you're not talking to the players,
actually.
He was
losing his mind.
Yeah. That's the only time a 7 seed has beaten a 2. I looked this up because we keep talking about getting a bye. So the last 5 years, the number 1 seed has gotten a bye. And then they play after the week. The 1 seed is 7-3. They won 7 of the 10. There's your whole thing with the bye.
I think in the NFL, you can kind of... People don't argue this as much it's been happening for so long.
But still, I'm just saying, last year, one of the teams with a bye was Detroit, and they did lose to Washington.
Washington.
All right, here's another note for you. Seattle and Denver are the number 1 seeds this year in the respective conferences. Same thing happened in 2013, and they both made it to the Super Bowl that year. I put this in just for Scraby. Denver beat New England to win the AFC. Seattle beat San Francisco to win the NFC. I think that was the Richard Sherman Aaron Andrews game.
Probably, and it was also the first play of the game. They snapped it over Peyton's head.
In the Super Bowl, they did.
Real quick, I don't know. Richard Sherman was telling the story of how the Crabtree hate started. Did you guys see this?
I did not see this.
He was saying that everything, they had no real beef, but I guess one day, or sometime during the off season, there was like a get-together. All of them were there, and I guess Crabtree had had a few pops. And like he said, Crabtree was like sizing him up, like telling him he couldn't wait to face him off in the playoffs and that he hadn't really been able. And he said the whole time he was, you know, going back, he was thinking to himself, like, I don't remember Crabtree like having like great games against me. That's how he said he knew it was kind of the soda pop thing. But he said he started to get like kind of it kind of got a little physical because he was, you know, had a few pops. And he said he just was locked in from that point on. Every time he faced Crabtree
was not getting it. Well, look, it's not Crabtree's fault. They called the stupid fade pattern.
They did.
Six times.
They deserved it.
Crabtree was also, if we're going to talk about him for a second, he was also a major disappointment. He held out. He didn't
play
the first like six games of the year.
He was legit for a little while, wasn't he?
Like 2 years.
Okay. Here's the final note on that. Since 1978, when the seedings began, 47 years of playoffs, 12 times the one versus one matchup has materialized in the Super Bowl. So about one out of every 4 years, you get the top seeds on both sides to make the Super Bowl. Of course, if it happens this year, it again would be Seattle and Denver. Houston and Pittsburgh matchup. Talked a little about this yesterday, but
trouble.
This is interesting to me. Steelers, 25 division championships, number one. 34 times in the playoffs, number one. And this is all since the merger. Steelers, 65 playoff games, number two behind only Dallas. Houston, 14 games, the fewest of any franchise. Of course, they came in later. Pittsburgh, 21-12 at home all time. Houston has never won a road playoff game. Memo to the Texans is this weekend.
Can you add time. This to your the what's his name? Mike Tomlin. Oh no, I forgot. Mike Tomlin's Monday Night Football record is very good, and they are playing on Monday Night Football. I don't believe he's ever lost a game.
Oh yeah,
that's he beat right. the. He's undefeated.
That's right. When he beat the Dolphins, it was some crazy number.
Like, they haven't
good
lost
one.
Since like the Bill Cowher days.
So Mike Tomlin's never lost a Monday night game at home, or maybe one.
Have to look it up. Let me look.
Yeah, interesting. Texans got their work cut out for them. All right, Scraby, this one I saved for last. 49ers in the wild card round. How have they done through the years?
Wild card? I think
they've
done okay.
Wild card round. They played 8 times in the wild card round, which isn't very many.
No.
I'll tell you why. The Eagles have played 20 times in the wild card round.
Whoa. Does that mean they skipped a lot of wild card rounds?
It just means the 49ers usually either win the division or they don't make the playoffs.
All right.
They don't do anything in between. The 49ers are 6-2 all time. Pretty good. Haven't lost a wild card game since 2001.
Ooh,
lost
let me
to
guess.
The Packers.
Dang it.
Sorry, I was too early on that. They've won their last 4.
That was in San Francisco, too, wasn't
no,
it?
No, I think it was in Green Bay. I think
believe it was
started.
In Green Bay. Yes.
I think my family was in Hawaii for this game, and I woke up at like 4 a.m. to watch
the
it.
The only other 49er wild card loss was a game I remember fondly. 1985-6, the Giants beat them 49-3, and they broke Joe Montana's back in half.
That's right.
They sorry, Scrape, but
no, I mean,
for
were,
all of us,
they were cracking them.
They were cracking this poor Montana. He had no chance
LT
against those
Banks
guys.
Was coming around that corner, just
unbelievable how good they were.
I remember the highlights of that game. Yeah, it was
bad. Not pretty.
It was pretty bad.
But otherwise, 49ers have done well, Scrape. So we'll see. Eagles in their
by
20
the way, real quick, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, they've go back to the 90s on Monday Night Football being undefeated.
That's the Cowher.
That's even Cowher time. Yeah.
So they haven't lost in forever on Monday Night Football. How?
This actually won't count, though, as an official Monday night game, even though it's played on Monday night.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, they're not
going to
put this in the annals of Monday Night Football.
No, you're right.
The annals.
It just happens to be
it's
a
way
Monday
too
night.
Close to another word.
What word?
I'm not going to say it.
What did you think of that segment, Scrape? Now that we're over and done with the
it was great.
NFL note segment?
You know, I love it.
Money as always.
Yeah. I like it because I learned things I didn't know before.
I like your note on the Tomlin thing, though. That was good.
Don't use my stuff.
That was good.
Don't use your stuff. What do you mean?
That's what I said, that I learned something that I don't really know. When you were when you were complaining about it, that's what I said at that point.
Oh, I see. I see. All right.
You said you had something to stretch us, Scrape.
Oh, I do.
So I left you an opening.
Number one. Tomorrow we're going to have, I forgot to tell you guys, we're going to have our guy John in Temecula come in at 2:20, and Adam is going to do a spice or like a salsa taste test with the ghost peppers, because Adam said that he wanted to do this, so we're going to do that tomorrow.
Wait, you're doing the ghost test
tomorrow? Adam is.
Oh, Adam Klug.
Yes, Adam's going to come in, John Temecula's going to bring his stuff, and he's going to do a little taste test at 2:20. Adam signed himself up for this. So
I'm definitely going to have to.
What time does that get underway?
I'm definitely going to have the meta glasses on for that.
2:20.
2:20 tomorrow. But the story that I want to talk about was there's a news story out there. Andrew Marchand is like the it reporter for media.
Yeah.
And so Clayton Kershaw is apparently a top studio target for NBC's upcoming MLB package.
This is the Athletic, huh?
Yes. Networks are also high on Joey Votto this offseason.
Joey Votto, is he too weird? No, Joey Votto would be perfect for television.
Can you see Clayton Kershaw being an analyst?
No, I cannot.
Yeah.
Clayton's fun, though. He's just not necessarily fun on his start days, but I think he would
do well,
too.
Can we just, like, fire all analysts and make Snoop Dogg the analyst for every game?
I don't know if we need Snoop everywhere.
Everywhere.
He's already there. He's already there.
He doesn't mind. He would do it.
Snoop's going to be calling figure skating next month.
It's about the only way you're going to watch it, isn't it?
I think Snoop would be great, though, at figure skating.
He would be incredible.
No, he's too long.
He's way too long.
Yeah, he's too lanky.
Steelers have won 23 straight Monday night games. That is correct. Last time they lost, 1991 season, lost to the Giants. Mike Tomlin, overall on Monday Night Football, home and away, 22-3.
So that's a good
That's what
sign,
the Texans you know. Have up against them Monday night.
Man.
The Saturday night game is on Prime Video, just for everybody to get upset about.
So as we had two games Saturday?
Two games Saturday,
it's
three
just
on Sunday.
The one on Saturday is on Prime Video. Okay. So you get a regular game
Sunday.
Sunday we start with I believe Bills.
Well, I mean what channels are we working with?
They're all over the place.
Are we
Fox and
NBC.
Yeah.
Fox and ABC.
Any other streaming joints besides Prime Video?
No, Prime is the only streaming joint. Why, when I say that, it sounds goofy? When you say it, it sounds perfectly fine.
Because you say it's streaming joint.
Yeah, I don't do it well. Yeah, that's the only one. But you know what, Tony, and I've been working on this. All six games figure to be popping.
They are.
Oh,
that was
wow.
That was good, my friend.
All right, I'm working on that.
Yeah, no, all six games will be popping.
Wait, there's
for sure.
There's six games? There's only five, I thought. Two on Saturday and three on Sunday.
Right. And one on Monday.
Oh, there you go.
2, 3, and 1.
What an idiot.
Total go, six.
I don't do math. We all know this.
If everybody's keeping track, Rams-Panthers first game on Saturday is on Fox. Second game, Packers-Bears.
That's at
Prime Video.
That's at L.A.?
No, it's at Carolina.
At Carolina because they won the division.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you don't like that rule. Packers Bears
12 team win has to go to under 500 team.
Packers Bears is the Prime Video. Sunday, CBS, Bills, Jags, Fox, 1:30, Niners, Eagles, 5 o'clock Sunday night, NBC, Chargers, Patriots,
Chargers go,
yep. And then Monday night it'll be ESPN for the Texans, Steelers. All right, very well done. Scraby's next with the Chronicles. Tomorrow, Adam Klug eats
hot
ghost peppers.
Yes.
Can't wait.
That is going to be fun. I'm going to come in early. Get ready. Wait a minute.
We should have a camera follow Adam after he eats this pepper.
I'm sorry. I have a quick question. Is he going to eat them in the studio? Because not allowed to eat in the studio.
Oh, he's got to go outside. He's got to go outside.
That's a great point.
Got to go outside.
Coming in hot, Adam.
Man, I'm going to have to call him in the morning and figure this out. That's crazy.
Chris brought up a good point.
Yes.
See y'all tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.